And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay, he's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes.
And welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show. Another day here serving as your consumer advocate. 10 years on air. Real excited about that. Helping you win in any marketplace. Keeping you informed about things happening, not only in Tampa Bay, but across this great nation. And, of course, on the real estate side, we're featuring our real estate listings to help our sellers sell faster for more money, profit more on the sale of their real estate properties. Wells Fargo to pay a $1 billion settlement about some of their business practices that we know a lot of the big banks all participate in. They all have almost every year they get hand slapped with a certain amount of fines and settlements that they end up settling. We got a great lineup for you today here on the program. Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum contractor, expert contributor, supply chain, labor force. We're going to talk with him. Brent Shiver as well, Wild Out Animal and Pest Removal on the program. And we're going to be kicking off here with Cliff Gephardt as well, creator Conservatives Grounds Coffee. And we're going to talk about a Trump event coming up on Saturday, June 10th, Mega Trump Rally, MAGATrumpRally.com. We're going to talk with him about that. World record-setting boat parade also last year. So coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk with Cliff. Before we do, we always like to feature our real estate listings live on air. Part of our strategy to help sellers sell faster for more money through our Keller Williams team, Livian Coastal Elite, also the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We got a hot new listing here at 605 Monterey Avenue. This is a beautiful property in Pinellas County, Clearwater, Florida. Gorgeous home. This is a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath property, 2,163 square feet. And this property has just a gorgeous layout, beautiful pool, screened-in pool in the back. Just a gorgeous flow to the property as well. Beautiful home right here in Clearwater, Florida. You can see beautiful listings at Platinum MVP Team. KW.com. Also, we've got another one at 3310 Briarwood Circle. 3310 Briarwood Circle. Another beautiful Pinellas County property. Three bedrooms, two baths, 1,387 square feet. This is a Florida lifestyle beauty ranch style home. Maple wood flooring, high vaulted ceilings, just a gorgeous property. Another beautiful home. Great opportunity here in Tampa Bay, 3310 Briarwood Circle, Safety Harbor, Florida. And you can see all of our real estate listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. And a quick shout out to Innovative Solar. Make sure you reach out to the friends of the program. We always talk about the importance of supporting the local economy, supporting like-minded individuals and companies while you're supporting the Consumer Quarterback Show, Salem Media Family as well. InnovativeSolarFL.com, our go-to for solar, InnovativeSolarFL.com. Residential or commercial, and the pricing of solar has come down over the years. The technology has improved, and you get a lot of efficiency out of those solar panels. So check them out online, InnovativeSolarFL.com. All right, we're going to welcome in Cliff Gephardt. Welcome in, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for coming in. And you're the creator of Conservative Grounds Coffee and very involved in the political realm and the environment out there, not only in Tampa Bay, but across our great nation.
Yeah, some people say that. I am the creator of Conservative Grounds Coffee Shop. It's probably the most hated business in America by about 40% of the country.
Yep.
You're in business. We couldn't even get workers' comp insurance for the first 2 weeks that we were opened.
Wow.
Because there were so many death threats, gun threats, violence towards baristas that were going to start working there. And I was offered at one point, they said, well, we'll give you workers' comp, but it's going to be based on gun store prices, not coffee shop prices. Well, I mean, that's how crazy, you know, this world is that we can't even sell coffee and talk about, at least our side of opinions.
Exactly.
Without violence being perpetrated by the left.
Yeah, it is the left. And it's the left that has that, win at all costs mentality. Dude, lie anything. Durham Report just came out recently. That's the latest news. I mean, lie at all costs to get your way.
Exactly.
And then cry like a baby if you don't. And then peaceful protest if you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And force us to go along with their, psychotic view of what the world should look like.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's really crazy. For about 7 years I've been talking about some of this trans stuff, and I don't want to get into it here, but
yeah,
it's just nuts. I mean, what they're proposing is nuts. Killing babies after they're born. You're a girl if you're born with a – it's just
nuts. Pedophilia in California being legalized or on the way to be legalized. I've – you know, I follow it somewhat. I always kind of joke about, you know, I'm a full-time realtor to pay the bills, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're full-time realtors. But and when I first started my show 10 years ago, people would say, oh, don't talk about religion. Don't talk about politics. You know, these certain taboo type things. And then as I'm going through my life and I'm aging into my 40s and I start thinking, what? This world is going crazy and I'm not going to stand for it. I'm a man of principle. I'm a man of my values. I'm a Christian. You know, I believe in right and wrong, good and evil. And I believe when evil surfaces, it's people like me and you and you know, our crew, people around us that stand up and fight for that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the things we see are so astonishing that you would have never even thought that they would even propose some of this nonsense 10, 12 years ago. I mean, this is not things that we're looking like 50 years and think it's great. This is actually craziness. I mean, you know, like the transgender stuff, like all of a sudden, like if some, I'm sure you've heard it, if you put 50 trans men and 50, you know, real men on an island, you know, in like, you know, 100 years, they'll all be dead. And, you know, the only thing you'll find is like 100 men on the island. It's just crazy. It's nuts. And the reparations, you see now that the one guy wants to give somebody $200 million, everybody.
Yeah.
Somehow that he's worked out that math. I don't think he's ever gone to a business school or like used a calculator because $200 million for every person. That's not the people that every black person in America, that would be every person that would be affected possibly back then, which wasn't a huge number.
Yeah.
And the mules would all be dead because they can't reproduce. So it's just crazy. It's just.
It really is.
So here I am. You know, a person doing my little small thing in the world, and you're doing your small thing, and I appreciate what you're doing. And everybody that, you know, does something to at least hold back the, you know, the tidewaters of this crazy liberal wave that, you know, is coming across. It's not just America. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. It's very pernicious. It's a movement that is slimy. It's pernicious. It's all of those, and it's kind of sleeper. You know, it's a sleeper cell, and all of a sudden now it's like, wow, it's in your face. It's blown up and started. You know, I think primarily under the Obama administration with a lot of the, you know, we got to have different bathrooms and all this kind of argument that was brought on. I want to get to this event coming up because we really want to promote this. We want to have all of our listeners, our viewers, our audience. We want to blow this thing up because you set a world record last year.
Yeah, we did. Guinness is, you know, they're reluctant to, like, make it official, I believe. You know, they've claimed it's kind of political. But when they took my $800 to apply for the world record, that was never a problem, you know. And I laid out exactly what we were doing. So, I don't know. I know in my heart that we beat the record that was held by Malaysia at the time by, like, hundreds and hundreds of boats. I have video evidence. I have data. Guinness is very rigid about how you do it. I had to get registrations and vessel numbers and names for every boat. I had to submit them.
Wow.
I had a video of every boat crossing the finish line, you know, that was counted by accountants and an actuary, and certifications were submitted.
Wow.
And they're just, you know, people are like, why didn't we get it? I'm like, well, I don't control that portion of it. Yeah. I know some people are frustrated that, you know, it's not in the book, but I've done everything I can and we've moved as far as we can. But in my heart, I know that we broke the world record, and I actually own the domain worldrecordboatparade.com. So
there you go.
Yeah,
I like that. So we got Saturday, June 10th coming up. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, I did the boat parade, and there's some other groups out there like the Trump Squad and the Town Hall Patriots and things like that that do other types of things. So we're going to kind of join our thing together. And if you can think Trump-style rally, which you're going to come and speak at.
Absolutely.
Roger Stone's going to be there, Anthony Sabatini. I got some other big names. I just haven't locked them down yet. So think Trump-style rally meets boat parade, and it's going to be in Bicentennial Park in Madeira Beach. And what we're planning on is a huge rally of people on the shore, one if by land. And then if you want to come by sea, you can park your boat out in a flotilla with all your Trump flags and things like that. You can go get a Trump flag at Conservative Grounds. You can, you know, however you want to participate. You can participate. There's also going to be a car parade that's going to leave Conservative Grounds at 10 o'clock. Advise you get there at 9. It's going to lead you to the event.
Yep.
And we're just going to have a time where we kick off Trump's campaign here in Pinellas County, and we also celebrate his birthday. His birthday's in 4 days. Can't really have people come out. They're not going to come out on a Wednesday, you know.
Right, exactly.
We're doing it on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And the night before, we're having a big VIP party with Roger Stone and things like that.
That's cool. Yeah. So that's going to be Bicentennial Park. There's a flotilla combination. There's classic cars, bring your hot rods out. And it's going to be Saturday, June 10th. It's a Trump event. And the website is MAGATrumprally.com.
Yeah, MAGATrumprally.com. And the campaign is involved in this. This isn't just Cliff, you know, doing this like by himself. So the campaign is actively involved in this. They're aware of this. And we're just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. So
yeah,
it's a Facebook event. If you go to that website, MAGATrumprally.com, and just say you're going, and you'll see the discussion as it grows, as things change, you'll be informed, and should be a good time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Go to the page, like the page, and come on out and support the conservative movement in Pinellas County in Florida. It's a grassroots movement. It's all, you know, it seems like it always has been. It started there, right? And then now, we see all the attacks on Trump. I mean, he's got to be the most persecuted man in the history of the planet outside of Jesus Christ.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And just remember, we're like the I-4 corridor. I mean, we are the political hotbed of America, not right. just Florida. The boat parade started with my friend Carlos over on the East Coast. And, I mean, we've had the biggest boat parades in many places in Florida.
Yeah.
So come out. It's going to be a great day. The whole political engine's refiring this summer. And we are going to be the first Trump event, I think, anywhere that's hosted by not Trump himself going to a rally. It's us putting it on.
You know, and by the way, when you're out on the boat and you're out in the roadways, you see Trump flags, you see Trump stickers, you see these things. Do you ever see a Biden flag? I've never seen do they even make a Biden flag?
Yeah, I actually saw one.
Did you?
It's crazy. During the last, I also did the Trumparillas.
Okay.
When Mayor Castor canceled Gasparilla, me and my buddy Dion Cheney, we created Trumparilla.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And we had like 500 boats. And I remember we did another one down in Fort Myers at Trumparilla. We did one in San Diego. But there was one where we had like 1,000 boats going one direction, and there was one boat going the opposite direction in the canal with a Biden flag.
Oh, man.
That's the only time I've ever seen a Biden flag.
That's like a figurative, like a metaphor for the way the election went, right?
And it was a pretty cheap, crappy boat, I will say.
There you go. Oh, that's great. Cliff Gephardt in studio here. He's the creator of Conservative Grounds Coffee. By the way, if folks want to come visit you and get some coffee, where do they go?
We're at Ulmerton Road and 66th Street on the southwest corner, or you can go to conservativegrounds.com. And we'll drop a bag in the mail to you.
There you go. Awesome. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk more with Cliff about some of the politics and different things. And he was actually can you set this up for us, Cliff? You were at the January 6th event firsthand. Give us a little teaser, and we'll talk more about that on the second half here.
Yeah, I was. And some of what you see, I don't believe. And some of the stuff you hear from conservatives about certain things, I don't subscribe to.
Right.
Because I saw things with my own eyes. So I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, okay. Great teaser for that. More with Cliff Gephardt here. Go to MAGATrumprally.com, MAGATrumprally.com. And if you have any questions or you want more information, 727-263-3707. You can call or text that number. It's an off-air line, 727-263-3707. And also consumerqb.com. We'll be right back. More with Cliff, Conservative Grounds Coffee creator, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com.
Hey, everybody. It's the captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to my buddy, Brandon Rimes, a Consumer Quarterback. Sell, Brandon, sell.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rimes, owners of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams. Buying, selling, investing in real estate, their nationwide Keller Williams network makes them the best team to work with. Sellers, have your property featured live on air, creating multiple offers. Buyers, leverage a unique system that gets your offer accepted, never overlooked. Call or text 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com.
I want to give a special thanks to Satellite Phone Store. They just hooked me up with this beautiful satellite phone, and it's a gorgeous phone. It's a great device. It's a safety device as well. Think about it. If you're out on the boat 40, 50 miles out, maybe you're going hunting or you're going hiking in the woods somewhere, you run out of cell phone service, or who knows, maybe a possible terrorist attack. It's not like our politicians aren't entrenched in all this stuff going on overseas, all over the place, all over the world. Could be a terrorist attack. They could attack the power grid. They could attack the cell phones. Who knows what they're going to attack next? SAT123.com/REQB. SAT for satellite, SAT123.com/REQB, like real estate quarterback.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show. We've got a hot listing here before we get back into the conversation with Cliff. We've got a hot listing at 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. This is a beautiful home. It's an estate-style home. You might call it a mansion. I mean, if you got 10,000 square feet, maybe you call that a mansion. 10 bedrooms, 12 baths, no CDD or HOA. You got an indoor pool, full bar, and an oversized deck. Just think about all the great entertaining and party you could throw at this beautiful home. $2.3 million price tag. Beautiful home right here in Tampa Bay. This is 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. Full tennis court, library, movie theater, sauna, two master suites, grand balcony, and more. Beautiful property on Berger Road, Lutz, Florida. Compliments of the Platinum MVP team. 14 Baywood Drive. This is another beautiful property in Palm Harbor. What we got here is a three-story home, 2913 square feet, four bedrooms, three bath, wood-burning fireplace in the living room, vaulted ceilings, pool, screened-in pool in the back. Now, what I love about this home is it's a waterfront community, and you've got a private boat ramp with bay access and boat docks there. 14 Baywood Drive, Palm Harbor, Florida. You can see all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. This is God's country. All right, back into the conversation with Cliff. Cliff, take it away. Tell us about your experience at the January 6th event.
Well, I went to January 6th. I flew in the day before, and I was actually on the stage at the event in the Freedom Square with people like Roger Stone and Forgiato Blow and, you know, a bunch of people. And I, you know, there's often people say, you know, the left says that Trump sent us there to do, you know,
right,
craziness. I don't believe that in my heart.
Yeah.
I went there to express my concern for the country, to share my thoughts on how I think things went. And when I saw what I saw happening, I had to burn a timeout. I'm like, no, I'm not part of this. This isn't Braveheart. I'm not,
right,
I'm not conquering this castle yeah here. And when I saw what happened,
right,
I think it was terrible. And I know the narrative is always, oh, well, the FBI had people that, you know, got you to do it.
Incited
and did like
it. Yep.
Now, there's a guy that has often been referred to as Scaffold Commander. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Is it Ray Epps?
No. I don't know who Scaffold Commander is. There was a scaffolding set up for the inauguration. There was a guy at the top of that with black and like tan pants and shirt, some combination of that, with a bullhorn just inciting people to keep going, keep pushing.
Right.
I don't know who that is, but if you have to pick one person that I think was responsible for that, hey, it was Scaffold Commander.
Yep.
I know people were there, they were, you know, they were passionate, and I say often it's the great day in selfie history. I think most people I saw that participated right in that wanted nothing more than a selfie. But I will say that when you saw people like doing things that, breaking things and pushing past where they should have pushed past, I think that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I often tell people that when your mom raised you and said, look, if your friends are doing stupid things,
right,
you need to leave. Don't get wrapped up in doing stupid things. So even if everybody there was an FBI agent or a CIA informative or just a bad apple or they were Antifa or whoever they were, if they're encouraging you to do stupid things,
right,
and you do those stupid things, then you are stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And you should be held responsible for the stupid things you do.
Yep.
I happened to listen to my mom when I was younger most of the time. And when I saw that happening, I'm like, no, I'm not participating in this. I'm not breaking a window. I was watching windows being broken. I'm not going to participate in that. I left. Now, it was hard to leave because I was like a salmon swimming upstream with thousands of people moving towards the Capitol.
Right, yeah.
And me moving away. And if the FBI wants to check my bank records, they'll see I was eating a sandwich and a bowl of soup on a very cold January 6th in a place called Potbelly's.
Yep.
I was not a part of that. I was not, you know, I went there to report. I reported back to three radio stations, three television stations. I felt like I was a journalist at that point.
Right.
But, and I didn't want to be wrapped up in that. So
yeah. Well, Tucker, I think Tucker did a good job with the video kind of showing like, hey, they're leading this guy around. They're kind of like saying, yeah, come on this way. Like you said, a glorified selfie. And, you know, a lot of the lies told by the left also were about the policeman dying. The only death that I'm aware of that day was Ashley Babbitt shot.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know if I want to get involved in Ashley Babbitt's thing because I'll say it, and I'm sure I'll lose another 1,000 followers this day. But by the time they got to that door where Ashley Babbitt got shot at, and you're probably never going to have me on the show again if I share this, they've already broken through doors.
Right.
Mobs have moved through the building. I cannot – now, I opened up conservative grounds because six police officers were asked to leave a Starbucks.
Mm.
I cannot sit here and in good heart and good faith say that I support those police, but not the police that took an oath to defend those congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
And when a mob of people were breaking down a door
mm-hmm.
with unknown intentions, and those police officers swore an oath to protect those people in that room.
Right.
And they've already shown that they'll break things down.
Yeah.
To fire a shot to stop that, I don't know that I'm not in favor of that.
Sure.
Because it stopped it immediately.
Right.
You know, now if those people would have broken into that room and who knows what their intention was and harmed a congressman that I supported or a police officer that I supported, I'm not so terribly distraught that Ashley Babbitt was shot.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I was in favor of it, but once again, dumb people did dumb things on that day.
Yeah, it was a lot leading up to that.
And I think that, you know, it's, you know, the F around and find out.
Yep.
Somebody found out that day.
Right.
And I often say, if somebody's in my street and they're screaming at my family, I'm not shooting them. If they come in my yard, I'm probably not going to shoot them. But the moment they kick through my door,
right,
about 35, 5, 6 are going to go through that door that way.
Right.
And I think how those police officers felt. People had come into the, they were out front, they came into the yard, now they're in the building.
Yeah.
And they were there to protect somebody.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's,
you know, that's my perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll go onto my Facebook page and my Twitter page and I'll lose all my followers in the next 15 minutes and then I'll build them back over.
Well, so, no, look, that's a different point of view. Haven't heard that point of view. So different. That's what's great
about
America.
People are afraid to say it.
You have different points of view.
People are afraid to say what I just said and be a conservative.
Right. No, I get it. Okay, so we got a couple minutes left. Let's plug the rally again. Saturday, June 10th. We got the Trump event coming up. MAGATrumprally.com. Boat parade. It's going to have a car parade element.
Yeah. Boat parade, land parade. I want to say one thing that I always share this, you know, when I get like an extra minute. Yep. When I was at Mar-a-Lago, I had the opportunity to speak to Trump. He only spoke to me on this one particular day. And he knew we were having the Trumparilla event back, you know, when Jane Castor canceled Gasparilla.
Yep.
And he said to me, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that he knew I was having it. I was surprised he knew who I was. But I often convey that to other people that whatever you do, whether it's if you host a radio show, whether you put a blog post up that, you know, pushes back against the liberal, we all appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, you know, I was surprised when Trump told me he appreciated what I did. And it leads me to believe that when people do the things that we want them to support the country we want.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Right.
You know, and everybody's appreciate it, whether it's a blog post, whether it's, you know, standing out waving a flag on a street corner with a Trump flag or coming to a Trump rally, it's appreciated. So come on out, be appreciated.
That's right.
Trump appreciates you coming. Let's support him and let's move forward. And, you know, this time, if you haven't seen the movie 2000 Mules, watch it.
Right.
2000 Mules, I assure you that every Dropbox will be camped out like Best Buy on Black Friday by conservatives.
Yeah.
That's what I think will happen.
Hey, that's great. I love that. That's a good way to end. Bring it all together. You know, we've got to pull together. We've got to pull together as a conservative movement, people that love our country, people that love good versus evil, people that love our Lord and Savior, people that love, you know, America as it is. We want to conserve that. We don't want it to be turned into the third world country that other countries are. Clip, good job. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. All right, taking a quick break. Coming back, Brent Shiver Wild Out Animal and Pest Removal, one of our expert contributors here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify, or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894, online at ConsumerQB.com. Listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here. We got Brent Shiver in the house, Wild Out Animal and Pest Removal. We're going to talk with him in just a moment. Going to go into that seasonally appropriate advice with his business. And before we do, we always like to feature our real estate properties. As part of our strategy, if you're thinking about selling a property, residential, commercial, vacant land, we'd love to talk to you. We're going to help you sell faster for more money, utilizing our innovative approach with radio, TV, and internet marketing. Also with the number one real estate company in the world, Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company on the planet. 3331 Gardenia Drive. This is up in Hernando Beach. Waterfront, beautiful property, bay access. You got six bedrooms, four bathrooms, 4,500 square feet. This is a nice split floor plan. You got a gorgeous spiral staircase, two-story screen, lanai with a pool and a balcony overlooking the canal. It's an extra-wide canal as well. Beautiful property at Gardenia Drive, Hernando Beach, one of our hot listings from the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. We got 1128 Trellis Avenue. 1128 Trellis Avenue. This is another one of our listings from the Platinum MVP team. This is in Spring Hill. Three bedrooms, two baths. You got about 1,700 square feet, spacious floor plan, screened-in pool. You got a private backyard here with where you can store any kind of boats or RVs. Nice size rooms. You got a shed as well. Beautiful property, brand new roof. 1128 Trellis Avenue, Spring Hill, Florida. One of our listings from the Platinum MVP team. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. And I want to give a quick shout out to Replenish IV Solutions. I just left their Gandy location. I got the vitamin infusion drip, you know, something like the Myers cocktail, right into my bloodstream. They've got a great staff, very friendly nursing staff. They can come to you, your home, or your office. And they've got multiple Bay Area locations. ReplenishIVSolutions.com. Make sure you let them know the real estate quarterback sent you. All right, welcome back, Brent. Good to see you, man.
Good to be here.
Thanks for coming in and, you know, running a business. You're a self-employed business owner and, you know, got your successful business out there. And it takes something special to be, you know, a self-employed business owner these days.
Yeah, it's been a journey. When I embarked on this, which was 2019,
yep.
I obviously had no idea what was about to come within 12 months.
Yeah.
And how it was going to change. Well, obviously, I knew my life was going to change starting a business.
Yep.
I had no idea how different that time period was going to be for a guy starting a business. It's been a wild ride.
It's kind of liken it to a young, you know, teenager, early 20s, you know, having a baby, right? You know, it's like, you know, it's going to be work, but it's like its own baby, right? You got all these different parts, you know, administrative, HR, sales, marketing, taxes, you know, accounting. But yeah, so this time of year is heating up. So what's going on seasonal in your business?
Yeah, so because we live in Florida, it gets ridiculous hot. Attics sometimes can eclipse the 150 degree mark. It's brutal.
Yeah.
We hate being up there. We still got to be from time to time, but animals don't love being up there so much either. It gets too hot for them. So you don't see as much of the attic dwellers this time of year. It's a lot more outside stuff. The snakes move pretty heavily. Something to keep in mind, especially if you go out for evening walks.
Yeah,
you know, that's when you get more of the potentially dangerous snakes. So just be vigilant, be careful about what you're doing. If you see them around your yard, give us a call. We can. Snakes are a thing we can control. That's one that really surprises people. I wish you could do something about these snakes. We can. We have programs that We work on the food source primarily, maybe do some things to protect the property and keep them from coming around in the first place. But the biggest thing is, you know, we're basically on retainer for you. So if you see one, you call us and we come get it as fast as we can.
Mm.
So, you know, we do have programs for snakes and help with those populations. Armadillos is another one that really ramps up this time of year.
Yep.
They should have just reproduced, and those babies are they were reproducing quadruplets, which is kind of crazy to think about that.
Wow.
Every set of armadillos has three others that are exactly identical to it.
Wow.
Every armadillo you see. So or did have before, you know, nature took its course and it got hit by a car, or, you know, whatever may have happened to it.
Yeah.
But with that being said, those are going to be moving around. Those babies are ready to find their own place to live. And you know, big holes in the yard, potentially around foundations. They like to dig around AC units and around pool pumps and those kind of things. So if you get a good basketball size hole, volleyball size hole, yep, that's probably what you're looking at. And that's another thing that we can take care of for you and keep off your property.
Yeah. When you talk about the snakes, what kind of snakes are most, you know, to be on the lookout for? The ones that you got to really be concerned.
Well, I mean, if it's a venomous snake, that's what you want to be careful around. And I'm a wildlife guy, right? I'm an animal guy. I got into this because I love animals and I love wildlife. No snake to me is a bad snake.
Right.
I have a healthy respect for snakes. You know, I don't run around grabbing them necessarily. You know, if I can avoid it, especially if I don't have gloves on, that kind of stuff, no matter what kind of snake it is. And for one, I just like to leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
But snakes are good pest control themselves.
Right.
They eat a lot of bugs. They eat a lot of other reptiles and amphibians, and of course, rodents being the big one.
Yeah.
So, as far as dangerous ones to humans, it's really the venomous stuff that you want to be aware of, and the pit vipers at that, which would be, you know, the rattlesnakes and the water moccasins. The coral snake is the only venomous snake we have around here that's not a pit viper.
Mm.
And coral snakes are actually very docile. Mm. I don't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pick a coral snake up without getting bit.
Mm.
I would not suggest that with a rattlesnake. That's a terrible idea.
Well, plus, you could never know, right? With a coral,
that's right.
It looks like the other one, too, right?
They look very similar to a scarlet king snake is one. Right. There are a couple snakes, actually, that resemble a coral snake.
Yeah.
And the easiest rule of thumb by that is if it has a black nose, it's probably a coral snake. You know, they talk about red touches black. You got to remember that whole, wait, is it friend of Jack or is it going to kill Jack? I don't know.
Yeah, red touches yellow, kills the
fellow. If it's got a black nose, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Or if it's a snake, leave it alone.
Call Wild Out Animal and Pest Removal. Call Brent Shiver. So what about bats? Do we have bats in Florida?
We do.
You seeing them?
We do, yeah. We have lots of bats. Now, right now is their maternity season. So they're all brooding, and they've got their pups right now. So we actually cannot take bats out of a house right now. If they are inside the living space, we can go get it, take it out, and let it go directly outside. But if they're in the attic, we have to leave them there. We're not even allowed to exclude them from an attic space or get them out from, they like to hide underneath the tiles on a tile roof. We have to leave them alone until that maternity season is over, which is August 15th. We have a few months left of that.
Because they're endangered? Is that?
They're not really. I mean, they have.
What's the rule? I'm trying to understand the root of that.
It's just about letting those pups grow to the point where they can survive. You know, once again, very good pest control themselves. You know, they eat a lot of bugs.
Yep.
They don't eat nearly as many mosquitoes as people think, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We'd be much better off if they did.
Yep.
But they do eat a lot of bugs, and we'd be much worse off if we didn't have them. You know,
yeah.
So those pups need to be able to fledge. They need to be able to fly on their own, hunt on their own. And that's really the idea is give them time to grow enough that they can survive on their own.
Okay. Brent Shiver here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Wild Out Animal and Pest Removal. I'm your host, Brandon Rimes. Share with us, you know, maybe a recent success story or, you know, something interesting story time here. We always like to get into those different scenarios, some, you know, different things that you've done in your business.
Sure. Got me on the spot on that one. So what have we had recently?
Because you had said previously you don't mess with reptile or as far as gators, right?
The state doesn't let us do gators.
Right.
We don't mess with them at all. I don't know if you saw, but we have a bear running around Carrollwood apparently.
Oh wow. I didn't see that
on the news this morning.
Huh.
There's a black bear in Carrollwood. And Carrollwood, I don't know where the thing could have wandered in from to get to Carrollwood.
There's not many woods around there.
There's no wood in Carrollwood.
Yeah, exactly. No more wood left.
Right. But we don't get to mess with those guys either. That's all state run. We actually do have a section on our website that will point people in the right direction for stuff like that, alligators and bears and that kind of stuff. So if you have that, you know, go to wildremoval.com, jump onto the FAQ page, and there is a section there that will tell you who to contact for some of those different things.
Wildremoval.com.
Wildremoval.com. We have not had anything really special recently, unfortunately. It's been a lot of the, you know, the rats and the raccoons and nothing completely out of the ordinary.
Yep.
That means you're doing your job.
We're getting it done. Yeah, we're trying to.
Yeah.
Our biggest success is we're continuing to grow. You know, we put mm-hmm. actually started a new person today. We started another one 3 weeks ago. So and really need another person in Tampa like now. So
wow.
That I would say is our biggest success story is just growth right now.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And you hear the typical business owner say, yeah, it's tough to find good people.
Oh,
you go through that process. Yeah.
So hard.
You gotta interview a lot of people to find the one good one
and
hope they work out for more than 6 months or a year.
Exactly.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme.
Yeah, we see a lot of that in our industry. I think a lot of people see, you know, almost everybody I interview. Oh, I love animals so much. Either I get it in their cover letter or it's the first thing out of their mouth during the interview or something along those lines.
Right.
Like, okay, that's great, but this ain't just about animals. This job is really, really hard.
Yeah.
Like I said, those attics can get to 150 degrees in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough up there.
Yep.
You know, sometimes you're crawling underneath people's houses in a space you can barely fit your body in.
Yep.
You got to literally dig your way back out sometimes.
Yep.
It's not a lot of that stuff is fun. It's adventurous, but it ain't fun.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of people that come in, they see this glorified job in their eyes. Oh, I'm going to go work with animals.
Right.
And then they find out how really hard it is.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you got to figure out how to do the job to really make good money doing the job.
Right.
And it takes some time.
Yeah.
We get a lot of people that come in and they, just like you said, 6 months to a year, they're gone. In reality, they put in the hard work at that point. The job's about to get easier for them.
Right.
But they decide they can't take it anymore. It's just too hard.
Yeah. And then for the business owner, your time's taken up training, developing, and then it's like hit restart and, you know.
Yeah. My final step in my interview process is selling them on why they don't want to work for me.
Yeah.
Because I want to try to get all that out there and convince them to quit before they ever start if I can.
Right. Yeah. There was a company that did that. I think it was one of the Zappos, I think it was. A guy named Tony Hsieh. It was like kind of one of the lead up to Amazon. He gave all the people, hey, here's a X amount of money. If you want to quit, take the money now. Like he gave them an incentive because he wanted to have a certain culture in his company.
Buy out up front.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I wish I had the money for that. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. Some of that Silicon Valley money or wherever
exactly.
These seed money came from.
Yeah.
Brent Shiver here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Wild Out Animal and Pest Removal, wildremoval.com, wildremoval.com, and he is hiring as well, looking for somebody here in Tampa.
I am, yep.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, so final thought, parting words of wisdom, and how do you want folks to connect?
Well, you can find us, like we just said, wildremoval.com. We've got a pretty good Facebook page. I've told you before that we're going to launch a video series, kind of how-to. I haven't got to the video point yet, but we've started a blog series of one of the most recent one was how to handle snakes in your yard. So you can go look at some steps there and I'm flat out telling people the things that we do. Cause I'm not afraid of hiding it.
Yeah.
What we do is not magic, but it's just hard. That's why people pay us to do it.
That's right.
So we're putting it out there. If those people that want to solve the problem themselves or those that want to hire us, so they know what they're getting on the front end.
And I think some of the two in past shows is some of it is sealing up the home in certain areas where you have those roof edges that come together.
Exactly. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
And we've taken some steps there recently. We actually have advanced our warranty system. So we offer up to a 10-year warranty if people want it. And it's transferable. Wow. If you sell your house, it will move it to the new owner and just keep it trucking for them. Because once we've protected the house and done it right, it's going to stay that way.
Right.
As long as we're there to, you know, to check on it, make sure nothing crazy happens, because rats can gnaw through concrete. They can gnaw through steel. I can't do anything that is going to guarantee that without me actively being on the property with some kind of regularity.
Yeah.
But as long as they set up those programs, we can keep it going for a long time.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Reach out to Brent Shiver. Great example. Another one, a great example of our local area business owner, small business owner right here in Tampa Bay. Support the local economy by supporting the local folks here in business. Brent Shiver, Wild Out Animal and Pest Removal. You can find him online, wildremoval.com, wildremoval.com. Thanks a lot, Brent.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in, man. All right, taking a quick break. Coming back, we got Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum, a.k.a. the Tin Man. We're going to talk with our contractor, expert, contributor, Fred Muth, on the flip side of this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rimes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and exceptional 100% U.S.-based customer support. Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. Learn more at patriotmobile.com/consumerQB. That's patriotmobile.com/consumerQB. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach out at 727-263-3707. That's 727-263-3707. And we'd be happy to tell you more about Patriot Mobile.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, always helping you win in your real estate deals when you're buying, selling, or investing. And we're coming up here with Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum here in just a moment. Before we do, we'd like to feature our real estate properties. If you're thinking about selling, we'd love to talk to you, maximize the exposure and the profit. And we would love to feature your listing on our syndicated talk show, seen and heard by thousands of people every day, 80 different outlets worldwide. And we got a couple of hot listings here in beautiful Tampa Bay. I want to start off with a commercial property, 4404 Orient Road in Tampa. This is a beautiful building. It's a well-built office building, concrete block, painted concrete, and it's a completely occupied, so tenant occupied. All the tenants are happy, and it's a great investment opportunity right down the road from the casino in Tampa, 4404 Orient Road in Tampa. We also have another property here at 2817 Gulf City Road in Ruskin. 2817 Gulf City Road is 23 acres on the waterfront. This is on the Little Manatee River. You've got bay access to the Gulf of Mexico from Ruskin, Florida here. You can build, potential to build townhomes, condos, maybe some boat docks up front there. A beautiful property, great ROI opportunity. So where are my developers, my investors? We'd love to talk to you about 2817 Gulf City Road in Ruskin, Florida. This is Hillsborough County. And you can see all of our real estate properties at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. I'm going to go to this story. Wells Fargo will pay $1 billion to settle shareholder lawsuit, becoming one of the sixth largest securities class action settlements in the last 10 years. The move follows a 2016 scandal involving fake accounts in which the bank was accused of misleading shareholders. The plaintiffs alleged that Wells Fargo did not act swiftly, as it publicly said it would, to address the scandal. And it came to light in 2020. The drop in stock price affected shareholders. While settlement must be approved, the money will go to investors who bought Wells Fargo stock from 2018 to 2020. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Wells Fargo, again, one of the big banks, paying a record settlement, $1 billion settlement lawsuit. So please don't support the big banks. Support our local lenders. We've got a couple of great ones associated with the Consumer Quarterback Show. We got Tom Ryberg, DK Mortgage, also Robert Paredes with Flux Funding. Support the local economy, folks, by supporting the local area business owners associated with this show. Another great one is Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum. Fred, welcome back.
Hello, Brandon. You know, I was feeling really good, and then you mentioned Wells Fargo. Oh, jeez, you almost ruined my day, buddy, but you got to try harder than that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. You got to try a lot harder than that to bring you off of your game, your A game.
That's right, because there's a silver lining to every ugly cloud, and people don't realize that. They're, you know, it's It's like there's waves and everything. It goes down here, it comes up there. At a certain time, it all comes back.
That's right.
And I know that I've seen it so many times. That's why doom and gloom is not the answer. You just watch it, sit back and wait, and everything comes back to where it should be. How you doing?
Hey, doing great, my friend. Doing well. Blessed and highly favored. And, you know, still a little sleep deprived from the, you know, the 16-month-old baby. But, you know, it's all good, man. Wouldn't change a thing.
The 16-month-old baby wants to keep you around at night for quite some time and keep you up. And that little baby doesn't want you to go to work, I'll bet.
Yep. It's a lot of fun. Tons of fun, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I talked to Ricky, you know, Ricky over at Tampa Screens. He's a new father, and he's in the same position, I think 16 months or so.
Yeah.
And he comes in, I see him in there, and his eyes are red. And I go, you weren't out partying last night. That little baby kept you awake. He says, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. That's great.
So that's the way it goes. So what are you seeing in our potentially soft economy? How's it feeling on your end?
You know, it has slowed, obviously, from, you know, the peak of the season last year, but it's we're still getting deals done. It's, you know, there's more price reductions that are happening. Days on market are up. But thankfully, in the state of Florida, you know, Governor DeSantis doing a great job. We're still pretty stable. We have low inventory still. So that's one of the challenges. But we can't complain. We're growing our volume. We're growing our team. And things are good, man.
I'm glad to hear it. You know, we're still cranking pretty good. You know, we hear about the soft economy in the future, and it hasn't affected us to the point where we've slowed down at all. At some point, I believe it will happen. I don't worry about it, though, Brandon. I've seen it so many times in this industry. And in the screen business, for example, it can get real soft. But, you know, we have that bad weather situation down here that every year keeps us, you know, cranking pretty good on the repairs and the rebuilds after bad storms. So we're always going to be doing fairly well. I just spoke to one of my clients, and I didn't realize this, but in her new community in Pasco, there is 26 homes now. And she told me that there's a projection in that community. Now, this is really a high number, a projection of 3,000-plus homes over the next 5 years. And that sounds a little unrealistic, but I know the area, and I know, you know, what's there. There's nothing there, and they're building these $500,000 homes starting. So that tells me that no matter how soft it gets, and practically everybody in that community is infiltrating here from the north somewhere, I think we're going to see that for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I believe so. It's you see that trend happening, blue state to red state. It's happening, I think, even more and more with the, you know, we're going to talk about in the next segment, the Marine who choked out the, you know, the homeless guy that was going crazy on the railroad. Those types of stories happen over and over in the big cities. And unfortunately, people are just tired of it. They're coming out. They're leaving New York and leaving family behind in many cases and coming down to the free state of Florida.
That's right. You know, it's unfortunate that you try to do good. If you're a vigilante, you're in trouble. If you don't make a move, you're in trouble. Or somebody else's, boy, what a bad position. And I feel bad for law enforcement because they're typically in that position practically every day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And scrutinized. And it seems like whoever can scream the loudest on social media is who, you know, they're going to favor, the bad people. But Tampa Screens and Alum, you can build these beautiful screen rooms, these patios, the pool cages. You guys have been doing that for quite a while and a lot of great reviews. And all of our listeners that we referred over are raving fans as well.
Right. And I like the reviews. I talked to a guy today and I said, how'd you get us? And he says, your reviews were fantastic. And I said to the guy, I said, I get this all the time. And if there is a problem, a problematic job, we resolve the problem. And that's important to me. It was somewhat my choice to go to work with Tampa Screens back in 2010. I was with another company that they closed down. But my reasoning was based on the reputation, because they were our very friendly competitor from the previous company. And the reputation is fantastic. And it hasn't changed. And, you know, it's family owned. Richard and Ricky are president and vice president. And Ricky's the son, obviously. And when I talk to Richard, it's amazing. He's been doing this since 1989, and I talked to him, and he's on a job. He can't just sit there and dictate to people what to do. He has to go out and get his hands dirty. He loves it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
So he's a hands-on guy, you know, and I appreciate that. I respect that, and that's why our position is what it is in this industry.
Fred, unfortunately, we got a short segment. I'm going to make it up for you next time, make it up to you next time on this program. How do you want folks to connect? TampaScreensAndAluminum.com?
That's correct. Or 813-960-7064. I will see you later. Thank you.
Okay, my friend. And Fred Muth, Tampa Screens and Aluminum, longtime friends of the Consumer Quarterback Show. We'll see you next time right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
You've been listening to the Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rimes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show.